Good morning. Good morning, everybody. Good morning to you. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Hello to everyone. Good morning. Well, God is good. He's good all the time. He's blessed us. We are in a new month. He's carried us through dangers seen and unseen. He's blessed us in mighty ways. And we are so very, very grateful. How are you doing today? How's things going for you? So much is happening. So much is happening in a rapid pace. You know what? Sometimes when I say hold on to your hat, because things are moving, things are changing, and things are happening beyond our control. But you know what? Who's in control? The Lord, strong and mighty. The Lord, mighty in battle. He's in control. He's in control. So if things are happening and you don't know whether to go left or right, or you don't know what if you're going to get have to do this or if you have to do that, this happens to all of us. Life brings change. Nobody can go through life staying the same, doing what they want, when they want, forever. Life, that's just part of life. You know how people say go with the flow? Well, it's not really going with the flow. You just trust God to lead the flow. And you go with Him. It's called walking by faith, come on somebody, and not by sight. And that's how we're supposed to walk every day, by faith and not by sight. Not by what you're thinking, not by what you've heard, not by what you've read, but what you know. See, we know that God is in control. We know that our footsteps are ordered by the Lord. We know that it's in Him we live, we move, and we have our being. Yeah. And then we know that He will never leave us or forsake us. So hold your head up high and have a thanksgiving in your spirit. Just in your heart. Just say, well, Lord, I thank you that I can inhale and I can exhale. I thank you that I can eat my breakfast, my lunch, and my dinner. I thank you that things are as well as they are. Father, I thank you. Because you know what? We can spend all day complaining. And then guess what? You can get somebody else to agree with you in your complaints, and they got more to add to those complaints. But then, if you really look at that picture, where does faith fall in? Where does faith fall into that? Where does trust in God fall into that when you're adding up problems and talking about situations and this place is closing or that place is closing or this person's out of job, that person is out of job, this is happening, that's happening, the streets have got bumps in it, this is happening, you hit the curb, or maybe I'm talking about myself, hitting the curb, mess up your car, with rim, whatever. If you start naming problems, believe me, somebody got one more than you. If you start naming situations and stuff that you're dealing with, I promise you, you got somebody that I can do one better. I can do one better than that. This happened. And then that happened. And then, do you know what? After you do all of that and say all of that, do you really feel good? If after you say all of this stuff, do you feel good about it? What about turning the script? Turning the script, changing the script a little bit and saying, well, things happen, but I got to trust God. Because you know what? He brought me through yesterday. He brought me through this. When I didn't have no money, he blessed me with that. When I didn't know where my meal was going to come, but he blessed me with that. So I can't help but thank him for right now where I'm at. Because I can see, I can hear, I can touch, I can taste, I can feel, I can speak. I'm grateful. My family's doing well. They doing okay. I'm thankful. Let's turn that script. Let's start February turning the script. Because you know what? Somebody in the complaint category can always do you one better. Somebody in the negativity place, going down negativity lane, they could always do you one better. Get off negativity lane. Get on grace lane. Walking by faith. Taking every step by faith, knowing that God is the lead. God is the lead. Following his steps. Be a part of that marching army that trusts in the leader. You don't go off on your own. You follow lockstep. Trust in Jesus. Yeah. I'm excited about what he's doing. The title of our message today is, Where Are You Looking? Where are you looking? That's the title of our message for the first this month in February. Our message is going to come from St. John, the 21st chapter, verses 20 and 21. St. John, 21st chapter, verses 20 and 21. As you're getting that together, as you're writing it down, I just want to say hello to Sister Patricia. God bless you. God keep you is my prayer. I pray that you are having a wonderful week. I pray that God is really smiling on you and blessing you with the desires of your heart. Yeah. Let's pray. Say a prayer for those who are having difficulty, those who are in bereavement, those in hospital rooms. Those who are homeless. Father, we take this time out. And first, we thank you for all you've done and all you're doing. Lord, we love you from the bottom of our hearts. We ask you to please bless those who have lost loved ones. Those loved ones have gone on to be with you. Lord, I pray that you would comfort their hearts. I pray that you would put your loving arms around the family members. Family members that are grieving. And Lord, I just pray that you would bring families together. And let them stay together in hearts and minds connected. Held together by love. Glue, let the love be the glue that binds families together. And then, Lord, bless those in hospital rooms, those who are sick. And Lord, I pray that you would be with every nurse and every doctor, everyone that brings aid. I pray that you would bless them to be used by you in a special way to bring healing and comfort to those in hospital rooms. And Lord, I just ask you to just bless those who are homeless. I pray that you would bless them with shelter and that you would supply their needs. Lord, we lift up each and every one that's less fortunate. Those who are hurting. Those who are affected by disasters. At the time of this recording, there was a disaster, plane crash. Oh, Lord, I just pray that you would be with the families. And then those who are suffering from fires out west, I pray that you would be with the families. Let your grace abound. Comfort and bring healing and wholeness. In Jesus' name I pray. Thank God. Amen. All right. Title of our message is, Where Are You Looking? All right. This message comes from St. John, the 21st chapter, verse 20 and 21. Jesus is speaking. Okay. And then he's talking to Peter. You know, Peter was one of the disciples. Okay, Peter had a lot to say. Peter was, he did things on impulse sometimes. But anyway, we're going to talk about Peter and Jesus. Okay, let's read from St. John, 21st chapter. Our key verses are 20 and 21. But we're going to start with... Remember when Jesus was having this conversation with Peter, and then Jesus asked Peter, do you love me? And Peter said, yeah, yes, Lord, I love you. And then Jesus said, well, feed my lambs. And then Jesus said, Peter, do you love me? And he said, well, Peter said, yeah, Lord, you know I love you, but feed my sheep. Jesus asked him again, do you love me? And Peter said, Lord, he said, Lord, you know I love you. You know I done say, yeah, I love you. Feed my sheep. That means feed the people, help the people, minister to the people, feed them the word, feed them what they need, grow them up, be there for them, show them goodness, kindness, temperance, meekness. Let the word speak through you. Feed them. Okay, that was what was going on. All right, so then let's read verse, let's go up our key verses 20 and 21, but let's start at verse 17, okay? The third time he said to him, Simon, son of John, do you love me? Peter was hurt because Jesus asked him a third time, do you love me? He said, Peter was saying, Lord, you know all things. You know that I love you. Jesus said, feed my sheep. Okay. Verse 18 says, I tell you the truth. When you were younger, you dressed yourself and went where you wanted. But when you are old, you will stretch out your hand and someone else will dress you and lead you where you do not want to go. Verse 19, Jesus said this to indicate the kind of death by which Peter would glorify God. Then he said to him, follow me. Okay, now we're coming up on our key verses, verse 20 and 21. All right, Peter turned and saw that the disciple whom Jesus loved was following him. This was the one who had leaned back against Jesus at the supper and said, excuse me, Lord, who is going to betray you? Verse 21. When Peter saw him, he asked, Lord, what about him? That's our key verse, 20 and 21. When Peter saw him, he asked, Lord, what about him? Now, Jesus had just told Peter how the death that he would have, okay? Peter was crucified, but he chose to be upside down so he wouldn't be, his crucifixion would be completely different from the Lord's, okay? So he was upside down, okay, but Jesus was telling Peter what type of ministry he would have and what kind of death he would suffer. This was a sacred moment, okay? This was sacred in even in Peter's life as he pulled back the curtains to Jesus, pulled back the curtains to his future, showed him, told him, okay? Peter's was not going to be an easy life, but a life ordained and blessed by the Lord, okay? But it was just really a special time when Jesus was speaking to Peter. You know, has Lord showed you something, and it's like revealing or pulling a curtain back. It's really a sacred time when God reveals something to you, or when God uses you in a special way, or God is showing you, now I'm teaching you this, open your eyes. And he does that. He shows us. He teaches us. And it's a blessing. It's a wonderful gift. Look at what your parents, when your parents set you aside and they say, well, now this is important. I want you to learn this. I want you to learn how to take care of yourself. I want you to learn this. Sometimes your parents speak to you in a way that it's different from other times. This is important. That don't mean other things wasn't important, but listen to the words I'm saying. Okay? That's what Jesus was doing with Peter. He told him. He spoke to him. Okay? And then he said, follow me. Follow me. That's what he said to Peter. In that very heavy-weighted moment, when Jesus was speaking to Peter, Peter's response was, instead of saying, yes, Lord, Peter's response was, well, what about him? Well, what about him? Have you ever done that? Have you ever said that? Well, what about this person? If you're getting chastised by somebody, or if a parent's getting on to a kid and the kid said, well, what about them? Or if a teacher's getting on to this kid for doing it, well, what about those? That's saying you're really not listening because you want the other person to get what you're getting, or the other person to get even worse. That's what Peter did. Verse 21, when Peter saw him, he said, when Peter saw John, he looked over and he says, verse 21, when Peter saw him, he asked, Lord, what about him? Okay. Yeah. Rather than responding to what Jesus told him, Peter looked around at his fellow disciples. His glance fell on John, the disciple whom Jesus loved. But Lord, what about him? What about this man? Peter asked. Peter had just been given the somber news of his future death, how he would leave. How natural to compare his assignment with that of others. Yeah, this is the great temptation of God's servants, us, to compare our situation with that of others. Well, what about this? Well, what about that? Mama whipped me this way. Mama disciplined this one that way. Daddy did this. Daddy did this person this way. Comparing. This was the great temptation of God's servant, to compare our situation with that of others. Did God give my friend a larger house than he gave me? Did God heal my friend's loved one and not me? Did God allow my friend to receive appreciation and praise for his work while I remained anonymous, while I didn't get no appreciation? Nobody said nothing about what I did. Did God allow other Christians to remain close to family while I'm far removed? I'm traveling here, ministering here, and I'm going there a minute over here, and I got to go here. But God, why God have this person can stay right here and their family is all around them? They can go to any family member's house at no time and still have ministry. The church is big. My church is small. Well, what about this? Well, what about that? What about these? Why this church so huge? Why, what about this? Well, what about that? You ever found yourself doing that? Jesus knew how dangerous it is when a servant takes his eyes off the master to focus on a fellow servant. Okay? I'm going to say that one more time. He knew how dangerous it is when a servant takes his eyes off of the master to focus on a fellow servant. Where is your focus? Have you become more concerned with how God is treating someone else than you are with how he is treating you? Yeah. Jesus put Peter in check. It's really interesting how Jesus, I love reading the word. Jesus puts Peter in check. He says, okay, and you can read verse 22. Okay? Because see, Jesus had just told Peter how he would die, how he would be crucified. Okay? How he would find death. The kind of death that Peter would get. Okay? Verse 22. Jesus answered. Okay? After Peter said, well, Lord, what about him? What about him? Talking about John, okay? Verse 22, Jesus answered, if I want him to remain alive until I return, what is that to you? You must follow me, okay? So Jesus' answer to Peter was, his death is going to be different than yours. He may stay alive until he comes back, until Jesus returns. But what's that to you, Peter? What is that to you? Don't take your eyes off of me to look at him. Focus on what I'm telling you. Focus on your walk with me. Don't compare what's going on with somebody else. And then Jesus says, you must follow me. You must follow me. And I just want us to remember, where are we looking? Yeah, we tend to look at others. Peter asked Jesus how John would die. Jesus replied that Peter should not concern himself with that. Don't look at others and how our devotion to Christ got to be based on how the Lord treats somebody else. Okay? Peter asked Jesus how John would die. Jesus replied that Peter should not concern himself with that. Okay? Don't concern yourself with how God is using somebody else. Okay? What did Jesus tell him? Regardless of how I treat John, your job is to feed my sheep. Okay? That's what you're supposed to do. Focus on that. Feed my sheep. Feed my lambs. There's so much to be done. Life is gonna keep moving. Things are gonna keep happening. You can't stop it. It's the way of life. But we have a mandate. We are supposed to draw the lost. It's called the Great Commission. Yeah, it's called the Great Commission. And the Lord told Peter, feed my sheep. Feed my lambs. Yeah. We have a work to do, y'all. We don't have time to look at what somebody else has. We don't have time to compare. I'm so glad that the Lord is teaching us, is growing us up to where we can be effective. If you, like I said, somebody can always compare. Somebody can always one-up you on this or one-up you on that. If you listen this and listen negative things, they can always do more, say more. Say things that's more striking. But our job at the end of the day is to feed the sheep and to feed the lambs. Take care of one another. Spread the gospel of Jesus Christ, that he lives, that he loves, that he cares. He cares about you enough to give his life for you. He loves you just as you are. Yeah, he loves you. Now, as long as you understand that, you have a decision to make. And that's what he wants us to reach the lost. See, as your family gets together, as friends come together, you can talk about all that kind of stuff. But remember, we got a job to do. We got to reach the lost. And then there is a decision that has to be made. Are you willing to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior? Are you willing to invite him into your heart to lead you and guide you, to be a part of who you are, to be your Lord and Savior? Are you willing to turn from a life that's far away from him to a life of loving him? Turn from your way, sinful ways, the ways that's far, far from him. Are you willing to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior and to live for him always? Jesus says, you must follow me. That's what he told Peter. That's what he told Peter. Peter said, what about him? Well, what about this? Don't look at other people. Look at yourself and follow Jesus Christ. Let him be your Lord and let him be your guide. This is Pastor Donna Evans. You're on Trinity Talks. Go on Facebook if you can. Listen, look at our message. Look up Don Evans Trinity Talks and see other messages. God bless you. God keep you. It's my prayer. Until next time.